Run.
Parshas Matos, Masei, has many different halachos in it. Nedarim. One of the most important halachos, lemaisa, in every Jewish home, comes from Parshas Matos. Bamidbar peretam and alachos et chavalef. Bayomer elazar koyin elan sheyatzava abayim umelchama. Zos chudas haTorah. Elazar said, "Wow, you got it. We read Parshas Matos a few weeks ago. You now have Kalim, which are Tmeim. You can be Matar them." We learned with the Paradum and Parshas Matos that there's something that's called Tamei Mace. You now have Kalim, which are Tamei. Says Elazar in Pasuk of Vez, some Kalim are Tamei Mace. You have to be Matar them. Ach, it's a Zav, it's a Kesef, it's a Nechoshes, it's a Bardel, the Deal, Ofaris. You have Kalim, which are metal. Anything which can go in the fire, put in the fire. It's a hair. Anything which can go in the fire, you have to put in the fire. And then it has to go in waters of sprinkling. Anything that can't go into the fire, put in water. What's going on here? Says the Gemara, there's a mitzvah, the Gemara at the very end of Masechus Avodah Zarah. There's a mitzvah called Tevilas Kalim. Tevilas Kalim, whenever you buy Kalim from a Nachri, as we know, you need to put them in the mikvah. Says the Gemara, where is the source of Tevilas Kalim? From this pasuk that we have, Pasuk Chav Gimel, it says Vitzahar. Says the Gemara, Havamina. My v'taher b'koldu. In source 2, the Ramban quotes the Gemara. V'taher means you can do tvilas kelim based upon our pasuk in whatever size word you want as a revius. Kazer rechmana b'mei nida. End the pasuk of middle of pasuk of rimel. B'mei nida yischata. You need to have a mei nida. So the Gemara, mayim sha'a nida tovelas behem. What's a nida tovelas? Our sudya. Nida needs mem sa. So the Gemara, this is a connection between Rav Kolel and this parsha. Nida is memsa, so the Gemara, Tevilas Kalim, has to be memsa as well. As opposed to, as the Gemara means to be bavarnin, be trying to bring up its own, answer its own question, there's a concept of Tevilas Kalim and Tumah Vatara. But Tevilas Kalim for Tumah Vatara only need to have a revius. This is a Mishnah, that one of the Mishnayos, which are Osios Neshama, that Rachman al-Tzalam, when a person passes away, people sometimes learn four Mishnayos, Osios Mishnah, Osios Neshama, there's four Mishnayos that are specifically Osios Neshama. So Nun Shin Mem Hei. Mem is Machat. Machat talks about a little needle. How do you talk about a little needle? So in a Torah, all you need is a revius. You can just drop in a little revius, but in the Rabbanon, you still need to have Memsa. So you put it on the steps of the Mikvah, and you have a little bit of water on it. That's going to be considered memsa as well. But min haTorah, you need is a revius, says the Gemara. But Tevilas Kalim is different. Tevilas Kalim needs dafka memsa. How do we know? It says mei nida. Mayim shanida tevelas mehem. Says the Ramban, I don't understand. Kashali, makes no sense. HaTevilas Kalim deraisa b'reviusi. It's a Tevilas Kalim in haTorah is a revius. Skip to the a few words later. The Rabbanan were mevatel that din. So how can it be that Tevilas Kalim needs to have, Tumah Vatara needs to have a revius, and here we need memsa? Really, the Gemara's kasha. The Rabban says it's not mistaber. The Gemara is saying there's a new din of Tevilas Kalim, specifically for Kalim that are new from a guy. Says the Ramban, Yesh Lomar, I'll tell you the Heretz. Tevilas Ud Zeres Atosavi. This Tevilas Ud Zeres Atosav. Petach hit Zeres HaMelech. Goof what the Gemara says. It's a chiddush, a din. A new din that even though in general, Tumah Vatara, Machtin, Tinoros, little Kalim that you can put in a revius, need a revius. Of course, if it can't fit, you need to put more than a revius. But with the Evid, but if it can fit, it needs a revius. This is a chiddush, a new din. It's so serious a klal. You need to have a memsa shir of water. Inami says the Ramban, Esmachta. Or could be an Akanami. This Gemara, it's also din the Rabbanon. It's an Asmachta. Min haTorah, both Tevilas Kalim for Tumah Vatara and Tevilas Kalim for the din of Tevilah need revius. Just like with the Rabbanan, they were mevato revius by tiyosam fritum avatari, they were mevato the revius, pekai davna as well. This Ramban is not only Ramban in Gemara, it's Ramban al Torah, right here. The Ramban makes 2 points. First, he says, Rashi says, Kol ashoyevo ba'esh. Rashi explains, what does it mean? Kol davar she'ein tashmisha yidei ha'ur, not or, light, but or, fire. Anything which is not used through fire. Kedon kosos, suchios, gitonos, she'mishtam she'tashmisha mitzonin. V'lobovu iser. Ta'avir b'mayim, says the pasuk, Kol davar she'yevo ba'esh. Whatever is used on the fire needs not only to be ostalim, what else does it need? Hagoras keilim, you need to kasher it. That's kol, Rashi says, kol davar she'yevo ba'esh, tavir ba'esh. If it's treif, what do you need? You need hagala. But if it's something which is lo yevo ba'esh, if it's something which is just used, a cup, which was not used in hot water, was not used in heat, all it needs is ta'avir b'mayim. Zof Rashi, what is ta'avir b'mayim? Tfilas Kalim. So Rashi says quite clearly, it's tfilas Kalim adin min ha'Torah midrabanan. Adin min ha'Torah. Pasuk b'chumash. Says the Ramban, not only is it possible that the shear, that the Ramban might mean in this Kedushim on the Sechta of the Zara, is only adin the Rabbanan, you need mem sa, says the Ramban, Eino nachon be'enai. Rashi's whole pshat to say tfilas kelim is the din in Torah is not correct. She'ein lashon ta'avira tevila. It's not true. Ta'avira b'mayim doesn't mean tevila. Ki hay omer ta'avira b'mayim. Ta'avira means tevila. Ta'avira doesn't mean tevila. As we say b'mayim yuva. Etmeyad erev etar yuva. That's how we talk about mikvah. Says the Ramban, Rashi is just grammatically incorrect. Ta'avir b'mayim means to wash off. Ta'avir b'mayim does not mean to put into a mikvah. So Rashi says, Tfilas Kelim is min ha'Torah. The Ramban said in Chidushim Tuchulin, we're not sure if the concept of needing memsa is in ha'Torah, or maybe memsa is the Rabbanan, but says the Ramban al-Torah, could be Tfilas Kelim itself is only min Rabbanan. So obviously the Shir memsa can't be min ha'Torah, so the whole tefillah is only midrabanan. The mikra asmachta asu asa. The whole pasuk is in asmachta. V'chein artmas matardim. What does it mean? B'mei nida yischata bechito hazosha eifar para. It means paraduma. You have to be matari, like the pasuk says before. Zos chutas haTorah. This is a din of tami mace. And says the Ramban, Chazal only regards it as din drabanan of tefillas kelim by metal, and then the Gemara says they extended it to glass as well. The whole concept of tefillas kelim is only midrabanan. So it's unclear when the Ramban in his parish on Chumash, when his parish to Mesechta Zara said it's a smach. So there it sounds like he's talking about the shear, the pashtus. But here he's saying the whole idea, lock, stop, and metal barrel is going to only be midrabanan. All you need is to have tefillas kelim midrabanan. Rashi also has been a Torah, it sounds like. What's the reason for Tfilas Kelim? Whether it's Minatara or Midrabanan, what's Pshat? So usually we don't have time in the Krah, we don't do these things. But here we have a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi quoted in the Rashba in the next source, quoted in the Shach on the page in Yeredeya, from the early Yerushalmi, from the Isra Heter, a world famous Yerushalmi. It says, what's Pshat in Tfilas Kelim? Says the Rashba, source 4, Hadiktani Madichan Matbilan Mefarish B'Yushami Terech Lahatfil. Why do you need Tvila? L'fishe Yatsu Mitumas Hagai V'nichnasu L'kudushas Yisrael. Wow. What's Pshat in Tvila's Kalim? Gerus. Kalim leave the table of Hagai and enter the Mizbeah, a Jewish table. They can't do that b'chti. They need to have tefillah. They need to sanctify, show the sanctity of a Jewish home. Says the Rashba, now let's use that Yerushalmi halachically. If the point of the tefillah is to bring them with Lushos Yisrael, Can you bring a treif kli with Kedushas Yisrael? Says the Rashba. Umash mamia, do a chatchila, tarech lahadiach lahadil. Ra'afach matbilan. At least the chatchila, you should kasher them before you do the tefillah. Why? Because if it's a treif kli, how can you make the kadosh with Kedushas Yisrael? It's treif. If they still have grayish of pork inside them, have to make them kadosh. Says the Ramban, says the Rashba. So then you have to, maybe with chatzilah, maybe with the evet, you have to kasher them before you do tefillah. And skipping to the third line from the end, the chen has arrived now. The second line from the end of that Rashba. Chen tzaruch asus hechsher chatzilah. The kra hakinam mashma. It's pasuk and chumash. The chsiv taviru be'esh. What does it first say? Taviru be'esh. First kasher them. V'achrach v'tahir danu tefillah. First it says taviru be'esh v'tahir. Taviru be'esh kasher them then v'tahir then v'tovlem. So the writer, this Rashba, is also a chumash. You should have to first do Haggalah before Tevilah. What do you so says the Rashba? This is not just the halacha, this is not just the radical. It's halacha, l'mayis, it's not the Rashba. What's pshat in Tevilah's Kalim? To bring them Kedushas Yisrael. And this is how we pass in L'chakil and Shulchan Aruch. Source 5. L'chach mehen Kalim sh'nishtamish ben b'chamin. If you have treif Kalim that are crooked, you have treif crooked in it. Ben shem mateches, ben shel eitz o even, madilon, rachach matvilon. B'di'eved, Shulchan Aruch says, Remekil, since the machlokes rishonim, what do you do if you didn't know, you were tovel treif kalim, then you should l'chara, l'chadchila, be tovel medyam without a bracha. But l'chadchila, we pass like the Rashba, be madil kalim, first kasha them, before you tovel them. Why? It's not just drush. They come with Kedushas Yisrael. What a powerful idea. Last week we mentioned the concept of b'chol drachecha de'ehu. When a person eats, when a person sleeps, when a person has shmuzes, when a person plays basketball, when a person does anything which might be considered non-Torahic. The beauty of a yid, beauty of a Jewish person, is that he can infuse even the simplest of behaviors with intense kedusha. B'chol drachecha de'ehu. Says the Rashba, the concept of b'chol drachecha de'ehu perhaps in few areas is more potent than one table. One table can be a mizbeach, or as the pasuk says, we know the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, to kol shulchanos malei kitzoa, in makom, in makom. Hashem is not there. No Torah, there's no Hashem Shemayim. There's no higher end to the animalistic behavior of Eden. There's no Kedusha. But says the Rashba, you're going to take a kli. It's the unique venue of Kedushas Yisrael. A person who b'chol drachecha de'ehu. A person can infuse the simplest animalistic act of eating to the level of Kedusha of Avodas Hashem. Doesn't happen b'chdi. You can't just do it. We need v'tovel or kelim. It reminds us, when we're tovel kelim, we're not just doing something. We don't need to just say, oh, just got married. This is what Shev Ruch is for. I have to tell you all these kelim. Think how ashreinu v'tovlanu, how lucky we are. It shows us the entire nature of a bayis in Israel. What a bayis means. A place where our shulchan is Kedushas Israel, which is why al pidin, we have to first make sure they're kosher before we tovel. It's unclear. The other Rishonim, Tosfos and others disagree. They say you can even kasher first. Do they fundamentally disagree with the Yerushalmi? They hold no. The Yerushalmi is true. It's just, once the Jew owns it, that's enough. V'haraya. What if it's Erev Shabbos? What if the woman or man who's cooking in the kitchen decides by mistake she cooks the chalent in a milchud pot? By definition, that's treif. You have to kasher it, sometimes very severely. But do we say you need to do a new tefillah on that? No. So it's not axiomatic that because it's treif, it automatically doesn't go to Kedushas Yisrael. It could be even Tosus, not on the page. Tosus that disagrees and say that you can do tefillah first, hold that, yes, it goes to Kedushas Yisrael, just fundamentally, that Kedushas Yisrael is not nistar by the fact that it's still treif. Could be everyone holds this Yerushalmi, that it's a din of Kedusha.
So
to an extent, right. So it's a question, only once it becomes Kedusha or not. And this idea is brought to a head by an unbelievable psak of the Levush quoted in the Shach. Shach on that Shulchan Aruch quotes, Vaterezov, Kasva Terezov, what's the halacha if I want to use this pot, a beautiful pot, that was used for pork in the hands of a guy. I want to just use it for fruit. Says the Levush, if I'm only using it for fruit, do I need to kasher it? No, I just put fruit in. Says the Levush, if I'm only using it for fruit though, do I need to title it? Yes, I can title it without kashering it because I don't need to kasher it. And then once I decide, hey, this is a good pot, I should just use it for fruit, I should use it for challenge, I don't need to title it again. Since I already used it once, it's already enough to say that it was Nichnas Lutushas Israel, I don't need to kasher it again. I don't need to title it again, thank you. I don't need to title it again. Once it's considered a kli, this shach is driving home the exact same point. What a powerful yisod. What do you mean? It still has a remnant of Tumas Akum in it. It's treif. But says the shach, what's Matar the kli? Kedushas Yisrael. Once I'm mishtamish with it, even though the remnant is still there, if I want to use it l'halacha, I have to purge the remnant of treif. But once I infuse it with my kedusha, I have it l'maisa, then the fact that it's treif from a guy is no different than treif cholent with milk that I put in the pot by mistake. The hishtamshus on my table infused it with such a level of kedusha that kedusha's atom left. If I want to use it for meat, then I have to get rid of the kedusha, the tumas atom. But if I'm using it on my table, the kedusha v'tara for cold, that already makes such kedusha. I don't need to then purge it and then title it again. It's considered purged just by the hishtamshus. Hishtamshus alone infused it with a level of kedusha. And the Dodmer of Ava says, the Nod of Yehuda, who we can't move with in Yeridea, says, I'll tell you an interesting halacha. In this week's parasha also, we have the halacha of kli she'ena ben yomo, a kli which is not used within 24 hours. The halacha is that it seems from the pasuk, the only kelim that they were had to be madul from Midian were kelim that were used within the past 24 hours. Anything which was already used a few days ago was parasha ochad kila. Eino ben yomo is not a problem in the Torah. The Torah only asked for a kli which was used within the past 24 hours. So all the kelim they had to kasher from Midian were used within the past 24 hours. Says the Amir Hava, along the lines of the Levush, at Terezav, taught in the Shach, if I have a kli which is Eino ben yomo, with Ora, I'm allowed to be tovel it before I kasher it. Since Minat Torah, that kli to be used anyway. It's only midirabbanan that I can't use a kli which is Eino bas yoma. So to say that it's not usable is false. It's nice it's usable. So Mimela, I'm allowed to start to do tvila and then to kasher it afterwards. We are in Tinech, in the Hemshech of Tinech, of course, there's different Hemshechim in different parts. There's Burdenfield, there's New Milford, and of course there's, I think, the first Hemshech of Tinech, Machokas, if you call it Hemshech, or the other way around, is Englewood. Maybe Tinech is Hemshech of Englewood, maybe Englewood is Hemshech of Tinech, but the neighboring community is Englewood. So one of the Maradashras, a person who's, as much as he's well known, is underappreciated for his Goinus and his Lumdus and his ability to write things, write Lumdus in such a clear fashion, Rabbi Menachem Ginach Shlita points out in his beautiful Sefer, Dan Shoshanim, that there are many ways to disagree with this Dadam Ravava, this Nod Yehuda. Says the Dadam Ravava, Tere Shem Bas Yoma, his Mutter says, Rabbi Ginach, it's very possible, similar to the lines of the Levush, what's the Yisod which allows us to bypass Vila and say we're allowed to use it right away? Says the Levush, if it's something which is cold, which you're allowed to use right away, then you don't need to do tevila again, even if you're going to want to use it for hot afterwards. So the Ginnach, what do you see? What's the yisod? The yisod is, if it's mutter b'shtamchus l'maisa, then you don't need to do tevila again. If you're allowed to use it for cold, even if you want to change your mind to use it for hot later, then it's okay. But if it's not mutter b'shtamchus l'maisa, such as something which is hot, which needs to have hadrala, then you have to be tevila it first. So the Ginnach, with ora, in this case, where the kli is lamaisa aser b'shtamshus to a Jew, because it's din d'rabbanon, if it's used within after 24 hours, it's still aser d'rabbanon to use, says the Meridianach points out, maybe the Rav is wrong. L'chora, since lamaisa, Rabbi, can I use this kli? What's the answer the Rabbi is going to say? No. Even if they're a 2 week old treif kli you can't use, lamaisa, so it's possible it's the reverse case of the Levush. Since the Jew can't use it lemaisa, then you can't do tefillah yet. Because the whole point of the Kedushas Yisrael is if the Jew can use it lemaisa, you don't need to do tefillah again. Which is why tzonim, even though it has strengthened it, can be used to tefillah, does not need tefillah a second time. But meidah, if the kli cannot be used to tefillah lemaisa, the Jew can't infuse it with Kedushas Yisrael, that's not going to be good enough, you're not able to say that it's usable, you can't do tefillah yet. You don't like the lemmas? I mean, the Lavush points out the yisod of the what requires you to do tefillah is if you can use it. If the tefillah leads up to immediate use, then it's okay. If the tefillah does not lead up to immediate use, such as if it's, you don't use it for hat, then it's not okay. But if in your case the tefillah leads up to immediate use, then it's going to be okay, says the Lavush. Even though there's still shreif blios in it, if you don't only use it for tol, that's immediate use, that's okay. Mamela says right, you're not the other way around also. Don't tell me, Dodim Ravava, since in a Torah, you don't need to do Hagala on a Klisha and Vas Yoma, you're allowed to use it. But since Lamaisa can't lead to up to immediate use because you can't use a Treif Kli Midrabanon if it's Eino Vas Yoma, then in this case as well, you're not able to use it Lamaisa. Maybe the Tefillah will not be valid unless you can use it Halacha Maisa. Ellen. Just have in mind, it sounds like.
Or can you actually use it?
No, it sounds like just have in mind. Yutzei l'shamish bo.
Right,
that's
so,
it.
I mean, if the whole idea that it has been just thrown us for having in mind to use it, and am I using it?
No, it has to be usable. I mean, it has to be the tefillah goes right into the ability to use it. If the tefillah doesn't know the ability to use it altogether. No, but that's what you're going to have to say. Maybe since Lamaisa, you can't use it, it can't be usable, maybe that's not going to be good enough. You're right, you have to...
I understand that if you actually use it.
Right, okay, you have to think about it. So it's just, he's being more of a point, you have to think about it. You're right, it's not a raya mukhrach, it's just a svara, you can say the other way around. But it's just important to point out, once we're on the parsha, could we resist the Rashba? Rashba in the Tshuva is one of many times that he says, in Surah 7, Mashamarta, denosnam mufgam machokas vzolwa, mutu chathil alo. He says, Shaul asked him, there's a bit of machokas. If you're allowed to use a kli, which is Eino Vas Yoma or not, I go to the yard sale in Berkeley Field on Sunday, I buy these really nice pots. They were already used a few days ago, but I would say I wait 2 days to make sure they were not used in the past 24 hours. I own it for 2 days. Says the Rashba, the Shaul asked him, I know that's a machokas around, if you're allowed to use the kli, which is trade or not. Says the Rashba, nothing doing. You're confused, says the Rashba. Nearly davar pashut uvarusha asur. Meaning, says the Rashba, everyone holds that if a kli is treif, even if it's Eino Vas Yoma, it is asur. That's a pasuk in Chumash. It says Mefurish in this week's parsha that kder bas yoma is asur. Says the Gemara, if it's Eino Vas Yoma, it's still asur midrabanan. And the Rashba says, no chacham is ever going to say it's mutter. However, there's one exception. The famous Ra'ah, the Bar Plukta, the Chavrusa of the Rashba. Rashba wrote the Taras Abayas. The Ra'ah wrote the Bedach Abayas. I'm going to check your bias. And the Rashba in defense wrote the Mishmeres Abayas. I'll be showing my bias that I wrote. The Ra'ah, well, Maisa writes that the whole concept of Kederish Eino Vas Yoma being Asur Midrabanan is only true if it's a treif kli. If I go to that yard sale and I want to buy treif kelim, I have to be kashrut them, even if they're used more than 24 hours ago. But it says there are all the maisif. I have milcha kelim, hetera bala. They're mutter Jewish milcha kelim or Jewish fleisha kelim in my own kitchen that I want to use after 24 hours. Eino ben yoma. It's mutter because Kila says there are. I only have one set of dishes. Orthodox Judaism. One set of dishes. As long as you make sure the shalant was cooked more than 24 hours ago, you can use that same pot for milchuks. The Gemara says in the Rabbanan that even if it's more than 24 hours ago, you have to kasher the pot. Says the Ra'ah, that's only for treif from the yard sale. But if it's kosher pots, I'm allowed to use them one after the other as long as I wait 24 hours for milchuks to fleishuks. That's the Ra'ah Maisa. Rashba says, no wise person would ever say that.
against the Ra'ah, who did say Lamaisa. So even though it's not really Lamaisa, it's just important to quote famous raid. How can we resist? The Ra'ah Lamaisa would have one set of dishes unless he wants to make parties and have within 24 hours eat milchus and pleishus. But if he ate supper 1 hour later every night, then Lechari only had was one set of dishes from milchus and pleishus. Ein abas yom is mutter if it's all the food you're talking about is kosher. That's just an aside. Halacha Lamaisa, says the Rashba from the Yerushalmi, Tvilas Kelim is to permeate the Kli with Kedushas Yisrael. What a reminder it is to us. Everything we do, B'chol Derech HaKadeihu, our bias, our Shulchan, our Begadim, are so infused with Kedusha that a Kli is not allowed to enter our house, cannot be on our table, cannot be used by us, unless it has the requisite preparation of Tvila. And if indeed, I use it, I infuse it with Kedusha, like the Levush says, if I have the Tashmish, I infuse it with Kedusha in my own house, even if I know that I have to kashrut after a while, it still is okay. Once I started using it, that Kedusha permeates the Kli to such an extent that even if I want to kashrut and get rid of the Gaish Bliyos that are in it, the Gaish Bliyos are no more problematic. Because I, by using it in my house, permeate it with Kedusha. We should be zocha in all our lives. Do all the things we do. Do you realize there's no such thing as mili da'alma. Everything which is mili da'alma is really mili da'alma haba. We should be zocha to permeate everything with Kedusha. And realize that maybe even only our kelim go into the mikvah. But all of us should have lives which are full from beginning to end with Kedusha's entire Israel.